From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The death of former Cuban President Fidel Castro has set off a celebration in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood in the early hours of Saturday morning.
I shouldn't be happy because a person has died, but he separated my family. My parents never got to see Cuba again. So today I rejoice for this.
Fidel Castro died Friday at the age of 90. His brother, President Raul Castro, confirmed his death on state media Friday night, saying Fidel Castro will be cremated in the early hours of Saturday and that a funeral organizing committee will bring the Cuban people detailed information on the organization of the tribute for the founder of the Cuban Revolution. Fidel Castro made Cuba the first communist country in Western Hemisphere. Under Castro, Cuba became a one-party communist state. Industry and businesses were nationalized and socialist reforms were implemented throughout the country.
Castro became an activist for the poor and promised democracy, but he went on to rule Cuba for more than 40 years with an iron fist. In 2006, Castro temporarily handed over some of his powers to his younger brother Raul as he battled health problems. That same year, Cuban TV broadcast the celebrations of his 80th birthday, which included a meeting from his bed with Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. Many are left to ponder now whether the communist government Castro worked so hard to hold together will continue under the power of his brother.
That was Karen Travers reporting. The United States restored diplomatic relations with Cuba on July 20th of last year, but has maintained the commercial, economic, and financial embargo against the island. But President Obama, however, has moved aggressively to restore economic relations with the country. This is VOA News.